It's a story which started a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Well, okay, it wasn't that long ago. It was 1996, and it actually wasn't a galaxy that far away. It was Sherman Oaks. But the story did start with Star Wars. Two brothers, Jason and Aaron Labowitz, were collectors of sci-fi action figures and toys, you know, the things inspired by movies.
Jason was the big collector of Star Wars in particular. He had a lot of these toys in his closet, and our mother was always questioning, why do you have all these toys with the boxes in the closet? And he said, no, Mom, don't throw them out. I need these. Sure enough, you know, 20 years later, he realized that they were worth something. That was that kind of the idea for starting this business. There was a whole new line of Star Wars collectibles coming out, and he wanted to collect them as well as myself and a few other friends.
Aaron Labowitz says the result was Entertainment Earth, a company which sells sci-fi and pop culture collectibles. The company now has more than 100 employees and sells more than 30,000 items from its Simi Valley warehouse. But it started as a cutting-edge internet business in the 1990s, back when Amazon was only selling books online.
Early days of the web era, we got together a developer. We built a website, and so we launched in 96 to a huge amount of traffic, surprisingly, and grew from there. And so started with the Star Wars products, but then grew into many, many other products. Today, we have well over 30,000 products on our website.
We're in the massive warehouse, which is just off of Madera Road in Simi Valley. It's a collector's dream world, a building bigger than a football field, filled from ground to ceiling with pop culture figures, toys, and collectibles.
We sell a range from Batman to Star Wars to, like, Snoopy and everything you could think of.
Brandon Swanson is content marketing manager for Entertainment Earth.
It really is like being a kid in a candy store. It's a great place to work. Everybody that works here has an affinity for something. There's always a collector here that's an expert in something. I'm really focused on Batman and Star Wars.
So how many things do you think you have in your collection?
Oh, that's a hard question. Over 200.
Entertainment Earth still sells directly to collectors, but is also a big supplier to specialty shops like comic book stores. While it faces competition for some basic items from big retailers like Target and Walmart, it has many collectible items that mainstream stores would never carry.
In general, they're not going to go deep into a line. They're not going to go to those secondary, more rare characters where we're going to carry the whole line. They're going to have lots of Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, as an example, where we're going to have all the fun creatures that were in the cantina as well.
Kristen Nichols, who's communications director for Entertainment Earth, says one of the biggest challenges is trying to anticipate what will be the next big thing for collectors.
That's the challenge. I mean, it's almost like, in a sense, playing the stock market, to where do you want to put your money into the next big thing? Because there's always something new and hot. And some really blow up and some, you know, just blow over quickly.
So, with the holiday season not that far off, what will be the hot item for sci-fi fans? Entertainment Earth CEO and co-founder Aaron Labowitz.
The biggest thing has been this Infinity Gauntlet hand. Infinity Wars, the movie that came out, Marvel movie, Thanos, wears this huge gauntlet with all the jewels on them, with all the stones, Infinity Stones. And so there is about a $100 version of this gauntlet that he wears that kind of makes sounds and moves around. And it's a crazy, I would call it a prop replica, but it's made by Hasbro, and it's a really fantastic piece. We've already had a lot of great demand on it. It looks great on a shelf, and it looks great to try it out.
This is one of the biggest weeks of the year for the company. Comic-Con is taking place in San Diego, and Entertainment Earth will have a big presence.
Comic-Con is really the Super Bowl for kind of the collecting world. We have about 35 different items at Comic-Con this year. Many of them are exclusive. Almost all are the first time they've ever been available.
In fact, the Ventura County-based company will even have the co-creator of the hit Deadpool comic character on hand to sign autographs, as well as the cast of Twin Peaks. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.